When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out. Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amsden. And this is Reister or Wrong, the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the absolute truth. So today, the top 10 NFL rankings became a thing, and that's going to be our top five, how we start the show today. But Ja Morant and other NBA and other stars, they get to talking to Taylor Rooks, bro. That testosterone get to flowing, they get to saying any old thing, man. Zach Wilson, yo, I was questioning if he was cut out for the Big Apple. Do you remember that, Ralph? And I was like, yeah. I don't know if he matches the city. Hey, yo, he might have that energy, man. He got that big D energy right now. As a man, could you fight and defeat an eagle? Serious question. Would your kids fight with you if you tell them to? And yeah, that's the show for today. It is summertime, people. So first thing up. So 50 NFL coaches, executives, they decide to put together, they were asked to put together a list of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. And their list came in as follows. Aaron Rodgers 1, Patrick Mahomes 2, Josh Allen 3, Tom Brady 4, Joe Burrow 5, Matthew Stafford 6, Justin Herbert 7, Russell Wilson 8, Deshaun Watson 9, Dak 10, and then honorable mentions of Lamar Jackson, Derek Carr, and Kyler Murray. Ralph, are you okay with this list?
Yeah. I mean, it's such a wide collection of opinions all within the NFL that this is just sort of an averaging. So it really depends on, you know, who individually whose list you're going down that you would have problems with, but the way it works out doesn't bother me at all. There, like you always say, there's probably 13 good quarterbacks in the NFL, and this is them.
Yeah.
And this also paints Kirk Cousins as if you're better than Kirk Cousins, you're elite. It kind of puts Kirk Cousins square in the middle, right? I tried to do that with Baker Mayfield.
I do that with Derek Carr. Yeah, I say that if you don't have a starting quarterback better than Derek Carr, then you need to find a better quarterback.
Yeah, and they have him in here on like the 12 to 13 range.
Yeah, which is fair. Yeah, very, very, very fair. So I didn't hate the list, right? Like overall, I was like, this is a reasonable list. But then as I got digging down in the minutiae, so I did not hate the top at all. I'm okay with Aaron Rodgers being, because Aaron Rodgers back-to-back in what? Back-to-back MVPs?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no possible way that you can put anybody above him, right? It's just not possible.
Right.
That would be just ridiculous. Now, number two, I loved Patrick Mahomes at number two. I think it's clear, obvious, and we're watching two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Now, number three, Josh Allen. Do you think I had a problem with him being number three?
You have come so far on Josh Allen that I'm surprised you're not arguing for him to be number two or number one.
You are right, buddy. I'm perfectly fine with Josh Allen being number three because of the reasons that I just listed. I don't think he's better than Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers back-to-back MVPs. So, you know, even though Josh Allen is the ultimate cheat code at quarterback. Now, Tom Brady at four. I don't hate it. Still playing at a high level. You know, you could have gave him the MVP last year, and I wouldn't have been mad at that either. So, and then here is where I start to have problems. Got no problems in the top four. Number five, Joe Burrow. Dude, this is such a prisoner of the moment list. He just went to the Super Bowl, and then Matthew Stafford at six. I was like, this is prisoner of the moment. Joe Burrow was okay in the playoffs. Okay. And people wanted to make him seem like he was the, oh my God, he's the greatest. He's the next Tom Fitzpatrick Brady. Bro, slow the hell down. Because there's a quarterback in his draft class who's better than him in Justin Herbert. So for me, I did not put either one of those two guys five. My list is exactly as theirs is, one through four. And then number five, I got Russell Wilson because one bad season and trying to get out of Seattle doesn't make me forget about the previous, what, nine seasons. It doesn't make me forget.
Yeah, I just want to pump the brakes on any disparaging of Joe Burrow. Because I think he did lead the NFL in time sacked last year.
Yes.
Still
yes,
finished
he did.
With a 70.4 completion percentage, 4,600 yards, 34 touchdowns, led the league in yards per attempt and adjusted yards per attempt. Like, he was special last year. There's a reason that they were that.
See, this isn't slander. I got him number 10 on my list. Because on mine, I got Russell Wilson 5, Herbert 6, Watson 7. And the only reason why I have Watson so low, because I'm like, I haven't seen him. But then people will, and on their list, they had Watson at number 9. I think some people didn't want to rank Watson probably. And then there were some people that were like, well, I haven't seen him in a year. But then I'm like, you would still have top Tom Brady ranked super high when he missed the entire season except for one game. You know what I mean? Like when he tore his ACL. So I look at it like he was hurt.
I see Deshaun
Except for
Watson.
He wasn't hurt.
I when I look at Deshaun Watson and Joe Burrow, I see extraordinarily similar players. I think that Deshaun Watson is a little more careful with the football.
Yes.
But I think he's also had to be, because if he wasn't perfect, you know, than that 2020 season where they went 4-12, despite him having a 4.5-1 touchdown to interception ratio, leading the league in yards and yards per completion and yards per attempt, like that, they would have been 1-15 if he wasn't almost playing perfect. And so, I do think that Joe Burrow has a ton more help than Deshaun Watson, but as far as just the type of player they are, Burrow's a little bit bigger. But other than that, it's very similar in who they are as football players. So to have them around the same place makes sense to me. My top five is, the thing I struggle with is how to gauge, like, am I starting a franchise or is it just one season? Because the guy that's teetering for me at number five is Tom Brady. I'll go ahead and include him, but I think I have him some like more like 5.5 or 6.
I almost feel like he shouldn't even be ranked. Like, not because he doesn't play anymore or is not good anymore. I just feel like he's so old and so, like, that it's impossible to honestly assess him when you're considering his career.
And if you go through a lot of the quarterbacks on this list, if you were just skills alone, skill set alone, physical gifts alone, he might be closer to 10 or 11 on some of these things. But you have to fact, you say prisoner of the moment, it was like prisoner of the last two decades, because all he has done is win. And his he had better statistics last year than I think he did in for the majority of his career. But you can't measure the heart and the competitiveness and all that stuff. I'll put him at number five. I'll put Herbert at 4 and Allen at 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only reason why I have Allen above Herbert at this point is that we've seen
him in the playoffs.
We've seen him in the playoffs and we've seen him make a massive jump in elevating his game and in being able to sort of figure out who he is as a runner. Justin Herbert is very athletic and is just as big and might even have a better arm. But we haven't seen him sort of master that skill, that skill set, because he's very athletic. And if he was running more, not that I think you should, but if he was running more, then maybe it would be a little bit closer of a race just based on talent alone. And then I have to agree with 2 and 1, because I look at Patrick Mahomes is probably the best quarterback we've ever seen.
Yep.
But he's not the best quarterback. So that's a weird. That's the weird rub. Like,
I know, right? Because I think that he's going to finish up as one of the three greatest quarterbacks of all time. But at the same time, I'm like, he ain't the best quarterback right now because Aaron Rodgers. But at the same time, he kind of was. Like, his worst year was last year, and he threw 37 touchdowns and 13 picks. And everybody was like, oh, my God, the sky is falling. Oh, my God, he's terrible. And they went to the AFC Championship game. Like, if that's the floor, bro, if the AFC Championship is the floor, that's insane every year.
Yeah. And I what do you want me to say about Aaron Rodgers? Like, literally every part of his game, it's almost across the board. Almost every single part of his game.
Quarterbacks marvel at how he just, and he's so accurate, dude. It's like he has a laser-guided missile, like a, like when you're watching Top Gun and they get like the laser lock on there. Like, yeah, that's the only, like, there's nothing to do. Like, you have to send up the little flare sometimes, occasionally, for him to get a pick. I poke myself in the eye.
That's amazing. Well, I just think about all the quarterbacks that we've ever talked about, right? Like, everybody loved Mark Bulger for his quick release, right?
Yeah.
But, like, that was the one thing he really could do. Well, guess who has that?
Aaron Rodgers. Except for he has a stronger arm and he's more accurate. And it's stupid.
Good on the run as he is in the pocket. He has shown that he can get his receivers and tight ends paid to the point where one of his biggest beefs with the front office is that he's making everybody money to the point where the Packers can't retain and they're not restocking with high level first round picks. He's doing it with probably less talent around him than most of the, if you gave him Justin Herbert's receiving core or Patrick Mahomes, you know, who he had last year, definitely, if you gave him Cincinnati's offense, it'd be mind-boggling to imagine what he could accomplish. I think it's that he's done so much of the heavy lifting on his own, and still, I look at Patrick Mahomes and I'm like, he is a wizard. Like, he's just, I don't know. There's something to me that sets Patrick Mahomes. Maybe it's the potential of being in the league for 12, 15 more years. There's something to me that sets Patrick Mahomes apart from Aaron Rodgers as far as what I think he can accomplish in his career.
Yeah, right? It's something but weird. It just feels like the ceiling's a little higher. And Aaron Rodgers is probably one of the five greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah. And and he might finish with one Super Bowl, which is unreal.
I know. Real crazy. And some people will use that as a knock, but is what it is. All right. The next thing up, Ja Morant was on with Taylor Rooks, man. And he was trying to, and I don't know whether he was trying to steal Jordan Poole's girl or not, but here it is.
But if you could have talked to Michael Jordan in that moment, what would you have said?
Thank you. I feel like he, you know, the reason a lot of people, you know, want to play the game of basketball, to even, you know, be there with them is, you know, something I didn't see myself doing, you know, as a kid, but having that opportunity to be there and, you know, talk to them, introduce myself, and, you know, just have that conversation with them. I don't know what I would have said, but
yeah,
I wish I played in his generation, though.
Yeah. You wish you would have played in his generation?
Yeah.
Why?
No, you
I heard
don't.
He was like just how he, you know, go about the game, you know, just that mindset he had.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, you know, play against him, so.
Yeah. You know, yeah, this time you're not saying, I would have cooked him.
I would have cooked him, too.
You would have cooked Michael Jordan?
Man, nobody got more confidence than 12.
No, that's what you're supposed to say. I get it.
As you should. Yeah. I'm never going to go and say nobody going to beat me in one-on-one or anything.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is, what sport it is, soccer. Who the best player in soccer? Come on, we can play.
Who would y'all say best player? What, Ronaldo? Neymar? Messi?
Yeah.
But you coming for Messi?
Cold. I want to be the goalie.
This man. Okay, so here's the
I
thing.
I loved
is.
It. I loved it.
I loved it, too. But the thing is that we know he's sitting across from Taylor. Taylor all fine. And he just got $230 million. He like, bro, you feeling yourself majorly, bro. Majorly. It reminds me of that, of the Instagram reel where the person's like, my mama used to always say, you better be humble. Is somebody always out there badder than you? Nah, mama. Somebody got to be the baddest. And that's me. Yo, everybody that get in front of Taylor Rooks just be saying outrageous stuff. Listen.
She set him up so bad.
Yeah.
That she set him up so bad. They cut to that wide angle. She's like, there's something you're not saying. And she's like playing with the mic with both hands. She got the side smile. And Ja Morant, who in that clip at the wide angle, one, looks smaller than Taylor Rooks. Two, looks like the employee of the month at a skating rink, not an NBA player at all, says, I would have cooked Michael Jordan. And in that moment, I was like, God, I love Ja Morant.
Okay. See, here's the truth. Could he have cooked Michael Jordan for one play like Allen Iverson did? Absolutely. Absolutely. There are some players. I mean, Allen Iverson crossed him. And then he was like, yo, I didn't like he made the shot. And Michael Jordan still almost blocked the shot. Like people forget that. And I've heard Iverson talk about it. He was like, dude, I barely got that shot off. He almost blocked it. He was like, I shook him twice with the crossover and then left him. And then he still almost blocked the shot. He was like, I'm so happy that shot went in. So, like, could he have cooked Jordan for a day? Sure. Or a play or a quarter? Yeah, there were plenty of people who outplayed Jordan for a quarter. But you know what's happening next, bro. It's a burrito for you. Nobody cooks Jordan long term. It was impossible. And then he talking about he wish he played in that era. No, you don't. You would be 230. Well, actually, then he's already collected another 40 something. So he'd be hundreds of millions of dollars poorer if he asked Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, I wish I was getting a 2-year, $6.3 million extension.
Exactly. Exactly.
So here's the thing. We have mythologized Michael Jordan. We all recognize that we've done this. We've mythologized Michael Jordan to the point where we don't think he ever made any mistakes.
He did, though.
We don't think he ever had any bad games. And we also, Jordan never got the social media era treatment of criticizing literally everything that he was doing. Even though Michael Jordan got a ton of criticism, he had a lot of critics. He had a lot of attention on him and he had a lot of critics, but it would come in the form of like weekly columns and stuff like that. Here's the deal. Jordan got cooked a few times.
Yes.
But that sentence alone is insane to me. Jordan got cooked a few times. It happened in his first 5-6 years in the NBA, and it was the most athletic guys that were getting him. It was Clyde. It was Dominique Wilkins, hit him for 57
yep.
in 88, got him for over 40 a couple of other times. Reggie got him. And then it was toward the end of his career. Gilbert Arenas did it to him. Allen Iverson scored 44 with 8 assists in 48 minutes.
Yes.
Never left the court. Just gave Jordan the business the whole time. But when you look at the best games against Michael Jordan, what's insane is like on that list are a few games from the 90s, but never more than one per year.
Exactly. Bro, there's no cooking Michael Jordan long term.
It's just not happening. And it wasn't just as an individual defender. It was a team defender. When you got him and Scottie Pippen on the court at the same time, it was magical.
Yep.
And I'm talking on the defensive end. And that's without even bringing up the fact that eventually they ended up with Rodman on their team.
Yeah, bro.
Ron Harper was made to look competent defensively. Like that he – so could Ja Morant, who is – close to the most athletic player I've ever seen in the NBA, get Michael Jordan for one game. AI did it. Dominique did it. I kind of put him on that level as far as athleticism, quickness.
Yeah, but Dominique was significantly bigger.
Yes.
Yeah. And
He could. It'd be like giving AI Dominique Wilkins' athleticism.
Exactly. So,
but if they played three games, two of those three are going to be pretty one-sided.
Yep. 100%. Speaking of being
Okay. If Taylor Rooks is interviewing you and asks you about your junior year at Oregon,
okay.
Are you telling her you should have won the Heisman?
No, but I should have won the Mackey Award, though. That's real taco. That's real taco, though. So, yeah, I thought I was the best tight end in the country at that point. So, yeah. I wouldn't have said that I would have beat Tony Gonzalez, but I definitely would have said – yeah, I think I'm going to be one of the best tight ends of all time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're partially immune to her as an interviewer.
Partially. I wouldn't. I would have said the same thing regardless.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game, bro.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, the next thing up, this man, and now there are levels to this, right? Because this man, Zach Wilson, I mean, is there a more all-American quarterback face boy?
What is your definition of all-American?
See, and I said that intentionally because people are like, oh, yeah, look at him. He's all-American boy, blonde hair, blue eyes. And it's like, that some kind of way gives him some level of like innocence. You know what I mean? Like that he could be above the rumors that have transpired. So Zach Wilson is, and which is completely false, because if you had put Lamar Jackson there in his place in that same suit, people would not be, this would rumor would not be as unbelievable as it is. So, but part of the reason why it's kind of unbelievable is because they went to BYU. So BYU has a no sex policy. No fornication policy. Excuse me.
Which, you can get married.
Yes, correct. Which means you're no longer fornicating.
A lot of players on the team are married. Right.
Yeah. So if you want to do the nasty, or if you want to bump uglies, if you want to get some liquor, you better be, don't do it while you're on campus. You will be kicked out of school. If they find out you getting it, you getting kicked out. So this is what makes the story even crazier. So, so these Zach Wilson memes are hilarious. So Zach Wilson had a teammate. What was his name? Dax Milne. Yeah.
M-I-L-N-E, Dax Milne. Yeah.
Yeah, Dax Milne, who is with the Washington Commanders right now, right?
Yeah.
He's a wide receiver who articles say that him and Zach Wilson were best friends when they were at BYU. I don't think that this is true, because best friends don't do this sort of thing to best friends. So now Zach Wilson, the woman he took to the draft, Now, you are in a serious relationship with somebody if you get taken to the draft, right?
Yes.
Because you're going to be on TV, you're with the fam, everything. So they broke up in January. Dax and Zach are at a basketball game together, sitting on the front row, chucking it up, right? In February.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, sometime between February and now, Dax posts a, not sometime, but there were some events. There's a dash between February and a couple days ago when Dax posted a picture hugged up in the sunset with Zach Wilson's old girlfriend. Very intimate picture.
Ashley Guile?
Yes. And normally
in a situation like this, we wouldn't name her, but she kind of put herself out there.
Correct. And somebody commented on her photo, homie hopper. And then she came back, oh, how about your friend Zach, who's the real homie hopper, because he's sleeping with his mom's best friend. And everybody's like, what? Wait, so he's a milfer? So he's the person milfing? His mom's best friend? And now, Zach Wilson, I had questioned whether he was even cut out for New York. Because, you know, small Mormon town, he looked very uncomfortable around all those black people at the draft. But now, with this sort of behavior, he might be able to make it in New York.
That means
he's cut out for the ruthlessness, bro, that New York can bring. I'm not saying that what he did is right, if it's true, but then that may be why they broke up. And then she's with Dax just off of spite.
Here's what we're left with. Her name is Abby Guile. Is Abby Guile lying? Because if she did it to save face or make him look bad and it wasn't true, then she's got to be pretty shocked by the internet's reaction, which has turned someone who people thought might end up being a bust, even though he's a very skilled football player,
to a legend.
Yeah. Now he's being held up. Like, even DK Metcalf was tweeting like, Zach Wilson is a real one, which explains why DK Metcalf might not have fit around in the same locker room as Russell Wilson.
Hey, because he was like, I gotta get Sierra away from her. I've been down this road before.
I just, oh my gosh. So she's either lying or she's telling the truth, and maybe that's the reason they broke up. And maybe that's the reason that Dax Milne was around to comfort her in the breakup. All things aside, you throw away the LDS thing. You throw away the fact that he played for the Cougars. This is a story about
literally played for the Cougars, and he's a Cougar hunter.
This would have been a story regardless, because he's the quarterback of the New York Jets and he broke up with his girlfriend. So already a story.
Okay.
She has elevated it to the next level by implying that the reason that they're not together is that he was hooking up with his mother's best friend, who we can only assume is his mother's age. Not an unheard of thing. Josh Jackson had a baby while he was a Phoenix Sun at 20 years old with a 40-year-old. It happens.
Yeah.
But like,
dude, I just have pictures of oh my god of Darlene Snail and
Ozark.
yeah from Ozark with her and Wyatt in bed. Dude, so if this is true, what is that, does it change your opinion of Zach Wilson?
Well, what's interesting is one of the first people to like make a note of it on the internet was Jack McGuire of Barstool. And And
then Zach Wilson hit him up
and told him to take the video down.
And he was like, bro, it doesn't, this is above me now because he said he did take it down. Right. But he did, temporarily.
And then he got mad that he got unfollowed. So he put the video back up, but now the whole internet's talking about it.
It wouldn't have caught fire quite as quickly, but it would have caught fire. It like people would have noticed and it would have gained traction. So instead of it getting big yesterday and today, it would have caught fire like Thursday.
I don't even know what to say about that because I hate it. But it is what it is. Here's what I know. Like that is probably not something that he wanted out there. It was pretty obvious, right?
Yeah.
But, and I think that he's one of the golden boys for the church. You know, they love the idea that they have, because they've had BYU quarterbacks in the league before that weren't necessarily like upstanding LDS citizens, like Jim McMahon, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So like it's a better story than the Manti Te'o, who was also LDS, girlfriend being
fake,
imaginary. If you had to rank these, I would still put that as the biggest scandal. But it's still probably not something the church is super happy about. This is on the heels of the church also having to deal with the whole mom TikTok thing, which you don't even want to know what.
Wait, what?
A bunch of LDS people in Utah who got together to make TikToks during the pandemic ended up soft swinging off camera, like hooking up with each other and stuff.
Okay.
And one of them, like the most popular one of them, went outside the bounds of it to like have a full on relation, which broke up a marriage, which turned into like giant TikTok drama, which then the church had to like,
what is soft swinging compared to full swinging?
Like not actually having intercourse probably is what that means.
So how the hell were you swinging?
Batting practice? You're not swinging for the fences. You're just hitting ground rule doubles. I don't know. I don't partake in anything like this.
You said the term soft swinging. And so
yeah, no, that's a term that they
define what that means.
I just want to put out there that you are probably talking to the most prude person you know. Can we confirm that this is true?
No, I don't know. You just introduced me to a term I had never heard.
Well, yeah, that doesn't mean that I know what it is. I read a story. So a bunch of moms from TikTok that were making videos together. I think the main girl's named Taylor Frankie Paul. They
see. Okay. You know a lot. Okay. Go on.
Because it blew up all over the internet and I live on the internet. So, they had these parties where I'm assuming they would just make out or whatever. Okay. Whatever it was, they would go outside the bounds of their relationships with each other, and one of it turned into a full-on affair, which then broke up the whole TikTok group, broke up multiple marriages within the group, but also they're all LDS, so like this is one of the things like the Mormon church is having to deal with this and the Zach Wilson thing at the exact same time. I'm sure they've had better. And the number one hit show on Hulu right now is Under the Banner of Heaven, while I'm pretty sure Netflix just or some other channel, I think it was Netflix, released a show called like Leaving the Mormon Church. So
yes, it's just I used to watch that show it was on like A&E or something.
Yeah, but hey, but they got in the Big 12, so wow. So there's that.
Wow.
I love my LDS friends. I'm just saying that it's been a little scandalous time on the internet.
Listen, I'm bullish on Zach Wilson right now.
You really think it's going to make him a better player?
I don't think it's going to make him a better player. I think that it's going to be a lot more fun in the locker room now.
What?
Hella
what
jokes.
Okay. If you were him and your ex made that up and it wasn't true, what would you do? What would your move be? If it literally was not true and your ex made it up, would you having seen the reaction to it, would you let it go? Or would you like make her life hell? Or what would you do?
Oh, I would tweet. I'd be like, I am that man, but she lying. It ain't true. I would in the same time be like, yo, I do have that dog in me, but I didn't do that though. I didn't do that.
I'm not saying the elder millennials are safe around me.
Yeah.
What I am saying is that this isn't true.
I said I don't like cougars, but I ain't do it. I wasn't with my mama cougar though.
Yeah. I'll hang out with a woman named Cindy and listen to Depeche Mode. I just didn't do it.
Dude, I just didn't do it this time. Hey, it ain't gonna be nobody wife go no husband's gonna be like, oh man, ain't nobody safe around Zach.
Oh. All right, I'm just imagining you get the coaches, the position group dinners.
Oh yeah,
at the family house.
Yo, imagine his new girlfriend having dinner with Urban Meyer and his wife. Yo, that might be a fight when somebody go to the bathroom, bro. All right, the next thing up. There is a Twitter poll that this lady put out. It says, trying to settle something. Do you think you could fight off an eagle? So, and she gave four answers. Yes, I'm a man. 51%. Yes, I'm a woman. 5%. No, I am a man. 32%. No, I am a woman. 12%. I found this poll interesting. So, Ralph, do you think you could fight off an eagle?
I think it depends. So, we're saying no weapons.
No. Just do you think you could fight off an eagle with things that are readily available around you outside?
So, like a stick or like something like that. Yeah, if I was able to use something, I think I'd be fine. When people say eagle, they're usually probably referencing bald eagles or golden eagles. So we're talking an 8-foot wingspan.
Yeah. Yeah. Those things are a lot bigger than people think they are.
Yeah.
Their talons ain't playing, bro.
No. So they got, let's say one, two, they have 8, 9 weapons, right? Cause they got 8 talons and a beak.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it would be like giving a poodle 9 knives. I do think I could, because first of all, I'm going to see, like, if I'm knowing I'm about to get in a fight with an eagle, if it's not a sneak attack and I can get like a branch or a stick or something, that 8-foot wingspan to me just gives me a bigger target.
Yes. 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 And as soon as you strike it, it's done for. Like, yeah, it can't fight you on the ground for sure.
But yeah, but like if you put any other conditions on it, it goes from I think I definitely could to a maybe real quick. Because even though they're only like 12 pounds or whatever, if we're in the dark or if I'm out on a lake or something, or if there's more than one, like, then it gets to maybe territory because they are super freaking dangerous.
Yes. My answer is yes, bro. Life or death situation. Yes, I'm fighting off an eagle. Are you kidding me? Bro, I'm throwing rocks at an eagle. I'm punching an eagle. I'll strangle a fucking eagle if need be.
That is the least American thing you have ever said.
Whatever.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game, bro.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Next thing up. So now, if this happens at the airport. For those who are listening on audio and just had their eardrums blown out, I apologize. But that was four men sitting on one of those airport walkways, like the mobile walkways, and they were rowing, pretending that they were rowing like a crew team. And for me, I was like, okay, chuckle, chuckle, ha ha, but this is hella white. That is hella white.
Okay. Okay. This is something where I'm surprised the little tiny piece of George Reister that is a proud, proud man, which somebody else might define as that tiny bit of chauvinism that's in you somewhere, wouldn't look at that and be like, yeah, we're the better sex. When are you going to see four women pretending to row a boat through an airport to kill time?
Nowhere. Like, I applaud them.
But you're not claiming these people. You've separated yourself out even further and said, like, oh, that's white people stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely. Dude.
I thought you loved white people stuff. Would you pretend to row a boat through the airport?
No, absolutely not. Unless my sons wanted to. If my sons wanted to, I would do it. I would do anything for them. I'm a sucker.
Would you feel like the patriarchy was at risk if you were walking through an airport and instead of four men, it was four women that were rowing a fake boat on the moving sidewalk.
Unless they belong to a team, like they were all dressed alike and they were like sports. If they were like athletes who were flying in the airport, I would not feel like the patriarchy is at risk. But if it was just
like Zach Wilson's mom and her friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, bro. You can't steal that from white America. That's a white American male thing to do.
What I think women don't understand is that like there are a lot of like terrible men out there who are threatened by the fact that women are getting jobs as managers, CEOs, you know, making more money, doing all these things. I love it, right? But I think the final frontier, if you put it, of like actually taking the place of men in this world is like, you will never be stupider than we are.
Never.
We are the stupidest.
Never. Yes. And can't have that.
Yeah. And so that's what, when I see four men like pretending to row boat through the airport, I'm like, we still got it.
Yeah. And that's like those memes where it'd be like, woman says, don't come over here with that BS. And I'd be like, here I come. Here I come, wife. Here I come.
All I'm saying is like the second that there's a female Monty Python, it's like, it's just, it's done. If they're sillier than they pretty much surpassed us in almost everything. If they're dumber and sillier than us, then it's just, why even try?
Exactly. All right. Next thing up, there is a TikTok thing that's going on about people asking their kids, would they tell them like, yo, grab your shoes. I'm going to go fight the neighbor. Come with me. And I started to do that with my kids, but then they had already seen it. So that was pointless. But if I told my kids that, my 6-year-old would be like, Dad, why? Who are you going to go fight and why? But I mean, like, I'm coming with you. Just tell me why, though. And then my 10-year-old son, he'd be like, okay. And my 11-year-old daughter would be like, she'd be like, no, Daddy, I don't want to fight. And my 22-year-old daughter would be like, let's go. Let's go right now. Let's go. Where's she at?
Right. I've spent some time around your 22-year-old, and I would say it would be more likely that she approached you.
Correct.
Of like, hey, this person I'm fighting might have their dad there. In case you want to get a workout in.
Oh, bro, you're 100% right.
You look like you might need the exercise.
Oh my god.
I think that if I went to my kids, I think that they, outside of my daughter, who just this is on the level of dumb stuff that I say to her all day, she'd never buy this, not in a million years. She would just think that I'm being as stupid as I always am. But like, I think my boys would be like, all right, let's roll. I do worry that my middle son would be like, this would give me an opportunity to switch sides, so it'd be 3-on-1. And we could really beat this guy's ass.
Like, hey.
I do worry that my middle son might jump teams.
We know your oldest son. He going, bro. He about that action. Especially if you schedule it.
Oh my god.
All right.
A little inside joke of my oldest and his propensity to want to schedule fistfights. Oh man. Parenting is hard. Here's my take on those videos.
Yeah.
The joke is funny. It's also a little bit sad, right? Like, it's kind of like, I felt weird watching it. I don't love the idea of involving your kids in your conflict.
Yeah.
It is cool to see their personalities come out when you do. Some of the videos had some parents using some pretty wild informal language with their kids that was like, oh, this isn't even the first time they've asked him this question.
Correct. Exactly. You know that this they've asked him to square up before. So it was funny, but I did feel a little bit uncomfortable.
And the one thing that kind of made me the most uncomfortable in that video, though, was every single kid, when I probably watched like 40 of them, And every single kid, when the parent watched, walked up and to like say, hey, I got to go fight an adult. And if they have a kid, you have to come and fight them too. Like 99% of the kids were all on a phone or tablet.
Yeah.
So then it got to the point where I was like, I looked over and my kids were on a tablet and I was like, you guys got to get off screens. made me feel, like, watching these videos made me feel bad about like the, just the way we parent our whole generation.
Yep.
But it's still, there were a lot of good laughs, especially, especially the kid, little white kid who just looked at his dad sideways and was like, no.
Yeah. I was like, no, no, I'm not right. Hey, because my motto is, I am nonviolent, right? But if you on the opposite, I am too.
Okay. As a person who has had to scrap on behalf of their family multiple times, I would say I hate everything about this and I nonviolence all the way forever, no matter what.
No matter what? Oh, not me, pal. It
well, I'm not saying I'm not getting involved. I'm just setting my aspirations really, really
high.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm nonviolent, right? But however, if you're on the opposite, so am I. Like it's like I'm not here. I don't want no problems. But if you want a problem, no problem.
Yeah.
All right. The last thing up. This video is wild. I have so many questions because somebody is like down, like in a valley-ish sort of thing, and there is some white. I don't know whether it's, it looks kind of like clouds pouring over the mountain, but then this looks like the peak of the mountain. So I don't even understand how this is happening, but Ralph says it's snow. I don't know what it is, but I know that this video is 48 seconds long. And I'm happy they sat there and filmed it. However, 48 seconds, how far, and granted, that's rocky terrain. How far do you think you can go in 48 seconds? Because in 48 seconds on the ground, right? If you were running track, 48 seconds would make you a very fast, for an average person, a very fast 400 meters, right?
Right.
So let's say the average person can do 300 meters in 48 seconds. Is that reasonable?
I suppose. Yeah. That's reasonable.
Okay. So then you're on rocky terrain. Let's say you can go half as far, right? So you can get 150. You think you could get 150 meters in 48 seconds on that terrain?
On that terrain, probably not.
Okay, so 100 meters.
Yeah, probably closer to that. Okay. You might risk hurting yourself trying to. Well, let's just give a little more background. So this is the mountains of Kyrgyzstan. This is a collapsing glacier. So like the guy, Harry Shimon, who filmed this, heard a loud crack. He broke away from his group and he filmed the collapse of a glacier. He was a tourist from Britain. There were 9 British people, 1 American. And he just kind of chilled until the collapsing glacier reached him.
Yeah. So it's 48 seconds. So let's say he could have gone 100 meters, right? That's right. 300 feet. Actually, that's over 300 feet, 330 feet. Would you have stayed there and filmed it, or are you getting your 330 feet?
Man, that's a great question because
this footage is impeccable.
Yeah, you watched it cover about 2,000 feet every 10 seconds. So if you're quick thinking on your feet, then you probably are looking at is like, there's no way I'm not getting hit by this. So what is a way to make sure that like, I'm not full on impacted? And that's so like, if you're in the ocean, you know, you got like a bodyboard or whatever, you swim with the waves, and then you can kind of ride the wave. You're probably not going to be able to do that on rocky terrain with a collapsing glacier. So I think he did the smartest thing, which was to duck behind.
Yes, that was actually very smart. Yes, a big rock.
So then he couldn't take the impact from the front. He could still get buried, and he was buried, but he said it was only like a couple of feet of snow.
Listen, I'm not taking that chance, bro. I'm getting all my feet, and then I'm hiding but behind a rock. So here is the video if you're watching it on video. Bro, this is one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. It looks like water running down a valley. I gotta be honest, that was terrifying to watch. Like, it scared me watching it. I was like, bro, what would I do in that situation? I might have actually started like shedding tears.
Yeah, I think he also had the advantage of being alone. So he had left the group. There were nine other people with him. And he said one person fell off a horse and got hurt, and then another woman cut her leg pretty bad, but they all 10 survived. But I think he was out there alone. I think being by yourself and not having to worry about anybody else or following, because if somebody did start running, he was able to just do the thing that made the most sense, which was like, all right, I'm going to hide behind this rock face that I'm right next to.
Yeah, I think he planned that out from the beginning.
From when he first saw it crack, you really think so?
I would hope so. Or do you think that he didn't think it was going to make it that far? That he was like, oh, snap, it's going to make it this far. Because he's very still. Like, it doesn't look like he's looking around searching for a way out.
There's two parts of that video where I think you have to make a decision. It was when the snow first ramped. So when it was all in the air. So the glacier breaks, the snow's going downhill, and then it ramps. And then it drops probably like 1,000 feet while traveling 1,000 feet.
Yeah.
That part was super terrifying. But at that point, it's still almost a mile from him.
Yeah.
Probably have to make some decision right there. Like, oh, you probably have to at least consider, like, could this reach me? And then the speed with which it closed that last couple thousand feet was intense.
Yeah, I would not have thought initially that, oh, that'll reach me. I mean, but I wasn't there in person, because maybe in person you would have thought that. But from the video, I would have thought, that's not going to reach. Wait, hold up. Oh, snap. No, it's coming. Yeah, bro. Scary, scary stuff. But you guys, that is Reister Wrong for the day. I'm George Reister. He's Ralph Amsden. Peace out. Catch you guys later.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.